Shareholders re-elected board members Robert Beans, Joanne Werning, and Myron Nanning, but voted out Robert Hoffman, who lost his seat to former Calista treasurer Marcy Scherer. While it's unclear whether Scherer would support CEO Andrew Guy over former board chairman Wayne Dawn, Calista's board of directors will still be tilted in Guy's favor by at least a 6-5 vote in most decisions. In a statement issued Friday night, Calista communications manager Tom Leonard said that shareholders, quote, clearly voted for stability and continuing the steady growth of our corporation. We thank all of the people who let their voice be heard. Calista's board election was the latest in a series of increasingly public debates over who should lead this corporation. CEO Andrew Guy and former chairman Wayne Dawn have been trying to push each other out of Calista for most of the past year, and the corporation's infighting has grown increasingly brutal. Calista is currently suing Dawn to forcibly remove him from its board of directors, and the corporation and its CEO were sued in turn last week in a sexual harassment case. If the board had swung in Wayne Dawn's favor, then he might have been able to urge Calista's board to dismiss the lawsuit against him. As it stands now, he says he'll have to fight it out in court. We caught up with Dawn after the meeting. He was eating dinner with friends at Connie's in Bethel.
From a principle and responsibility standpoint, you know, that's the right thing to do. I maintain that I followed the rules. I followed my responsibilities, and I take my fiduciary responsibility very seriously.
He added that, quote, he'll continue to advocate for that until this thing is resolved. While he doesn't know Scherer personally, Dawn says he looks forward to working with her. She's an accounting and financial professional, and he says she understands the importance of due diligence.
I trust that, you know, she understands the role directors have to be independent, and we'll hope that she continues to serve in that capacity as being, you know, a positive person on the board.
The political struggle between Wayne Dawn and Andrew Guy can be traced back to a series of hair-raising sexual harassment allegations in 2017, which Dawn and his supporters argue Guy mishandled. In a lawsuit filed last week, Colorado businesswoman Tiffany Phillips claims that she was repeatedly sexually harassed by George Aulituck, a former Calista top executive and close friend of Andrew Guy's. When she complained to Guy about how she was treated, he apologized to her but didn't refer her case to Calista's human resources department like he was supposed to. Dawn tried to raise concerns about how Guy handled Phillips' complaint at a Calista board meeting last December, but several board members quickly shut him down. Guy and his supporters have been trying to push Dawn out of the corporation ever since. While shareholders didn't tilt Calista's board of directors in Dawn's favor on Friday, they did have plenty of questions for Calista's leadership. Dawn said that at least 20 to 30 people publicly supported him during the meeting.
Obviously, just being on the other end of that, I'm very appreciative of that.
Many shareholders seemed particularly angered by the way Guy might have handled the sexual harassment allegations against his friend George Aulituck. Calista repeatedly reprimanded Aulituck for harassment during his short time at the corporation, and during the annual meeting, a former Calista employee told shareholders that Aulituck had harassed her too when she worked there. These weren't the only issues Calista shareholders debated on Friday. Constituents also approved the formation of an Alaska Native Settlement Trust by a wide margin, and many constituents also publicly opposed the Donlin Gold Mine, which would be built on land that Calista owns the mineral rights to. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.